Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Tim, providing you with that gleam of hope.
Yes, yes, yes. Ow, ow. Yes, it's my time. It's my time, and the time is what? Mine. Good morning, Voices of Hope, family and friends. This is your guest host. You know who this is. LaTanya, the quarterback rush, filling in for Minister Kim E. Underwood. Safe travels to you, woman of God. Thank you so much for allowing me to drive your train today. I'm the conductor for the day, so you know how we roll on the train. We have a good time. Every time I'm conducting, I try to make it fun. I try to make it informational. I try to do what I am called and ordained to do as I'm filling in for the visionary of this awesome, awesome vision. So as you know, the show always comes to bring you a gleam of hope for the entire family. Today is going to be a good one, so I need you to go get everybody. I need you to get pens, paper. I need you to, you know, grab your husband and your wife. Just listen in. I'm quite sure you're going to get something good today. And if you're feeling led, dial in. Because this is an open conversation today. So feel free to dial in at 347-857-1295. Again, that's 347-857-1295. Tune in every Saturday morning for your gleam of hope. If you've missed any of the past shows, if you missed any show, if you missed last week's show, no worries. You can always go to the website to get the latest episodes at www.themorningglory.org. www.themorningglory.org. And, of course, you know you can always get the archived shows on our Blog Talk Radio show. Today's topic, let me tell y'all, it's going to be a good one today. It's going to be a good one. I'm going to try. We're going to try to kind of keep it within time, but I've talked to several people. They say this might be a part two, so we'll see. But today's topic is understanding the bloodline, understanding your bloodline. What I've come to realize in my studies and as I look at my own life is that things happen and there's a pattern. And what God revealed to me is that the pattern is not just because. Pattern because that's what's in my bloodline. And if you understand what your bloodline holds, then you'll understand what the pattern is. Then you won't take it personal, but you'll do what you need to do in order to treat what's in your bloodline. That's good, ain't it? I'm going to sit that one right there. So, family and friends, let's get ready to have a gleam of hope with the radio angel taking us higher. We'll be right back.
Lord, we rejoice.
Lord, we rejoice.
In the power of your name.
The power of your name.
Oh, Lord, we rejoice.
Lord, we rejoice.
In the power.
In the power of your name.
And right now, today, we make a choice.
We make a choice.
To voice our opinion.
Proclaim your dominion yesterday, today, and forever the same.
In the power of your name.
Ooh,
oh Lord. In the power of
the name.
Lord, we rejoice today.
Lord, we rejoice
in the power of your
name.
And right now, today.
Right.
and forever the same. Rejoice in the power of your name. Oh, demons tremble at the sound of your name. That was my little song. Like, where do you answer? You done got me piped. At the sound of your name. That was my background music. I had to do my own music. Welcome back to the show. It is me, Latanya, the quarterback, Rush, filling in for the awesome woman of God, Minister Kim Underwood. Today we're talking about understanding your bloodline. Maybe a couple of years ago, and it probably was back further than that, I remember there was this craze going around where everybody wanted to know about their ancestry. They wanted to know about where they came from, what tribe of Africa that they came from. They wanted to know about, what their culture was, how they derived. And so they went and they did this background. They did family trees. We call them family trees to go back, how far back we go. The limitation was that we went back to only the name of, for me, this is my understanding, and I could be wrong, but a lot of that is just to know the name and the place from where the person was. Now, you can even go back to know what that person did. Were they business owners? Did they own land? Were they slaves? Were they in the house or in the field? It's important to know what your ancestors did, how their mindset was, because that is a part of the bloodline. That is a part of your bloodline. So I encourage you, if you went back, you did your family tree, and you have the name, and you have the place, go a little deeper and see exactly what they did. Did they own a house? Were they renting? Were they in poverty? Or were they, different things of what they did? And that will help you to understand the cycle and the pattern that you probably can recognize today in yourself, in your mother, in your grandmother, in your children, in your grandchildren, because it's still a part of the bloodline. So today we're going to talk about, understanding your bloodline. And the first thing that I was led to do was kind of ask the question, okay, well, let's talk about the purpose of the blood. God kept reminding me on earth as it is in heaven. So we're talking about the physical blood that your heart pumps through your body. And some of the things that I got, of course, we can get real complex with it, but I want to be very simple with it because we're not doing no biology today. That'll be the whole show. But blood is a body fluid that transports essential elements to the body. It has many functions, but the two most important functions is the transport of things to the tissue and the removal of waste from the tissue. And the blood transports oxygen to all the tissues of the body, especially to the brain, which is the head. What else I want to read? Oh, of course, we know it contains two cells, the white cells. It's composed basically of red cells and white blood cells, platelets and plasma, nutrients, hormones, and waste products like carbon dioxide are also found in the blood. So the purpose of the blood in your body is for it to transport things. Okay, we're going to look at the blood as being a vehicle. It transports things that your body needs. It transports things that your tissues need. Your brain needs blood so that it can get the oxygen so that it can function. I'm going to say that one more time. Your brain needs your blood because, so that it gets the oxygen so that it's able to function. That right there just blessed me. That just blessed me. So we know the purpose of the, as it is in heaven, we know the purpose of the blood that's in our bodies. So we can also equate that to our spiritual bloodline. what is being transported in your spiritual bloodline to all parts of the body? What is being transported in your spiritual blood that transport everything that your bloodline needs or not need, we'll get to that later, in order for it to function or not function properly. So looking at it that way, this is where we're coming from as we talk more today on understanding your bloodline, how important it is to understand your bloodline, just like it's important to know what your blood type is. I was talking to Minister Kim earlier today, and she was saying how she, someone had diabetes, and her doctor instructed her to eat according to her blood type. Certain foods that go with the blood type. Once she did that on a regular, consistent basis, I'm saying emphasis on certain words for a reason, regular, consistent basis, then the diabetes was gone. Because it was certain things that she ate that affected her blood, which causes her sugar and her insulin to be out of whack, which causes her to have diabetes. So once she eliminated those foods and ate more of the foods that agreed with her blood type, then the disease was gone. That right there, we can shut the show down with that. That's it. What did I just say? I'm glad this is being recorded because that came straight from the sky because that's not on my paper. That's good right there. Well, you all know I'm not doing this show by myself. Nope. I got my good girlfriend, my ride or die, my prayer partner, my intercessor. But you all know her as the radio angel. I'm going to be talking about it today. We're going to have some good conversations. We're going to go deep because if you've heard us before, you know how we roll. Radio angel.
Hello and good morning, lady. Quarterback, as Brother Ray has anointed you last week to quarterback.
Right, lady quarterback.
Lady quarterback.
How you feeling?
Oh, my goodness. I feel extremely well. I do feel well, but before I even go into anything, I do see a hand up. The lines is already buzzing, so let's see who's on the line. They may want to actually say something in regards to what you have just said. So
okay.
I am opening up the line right now. Caller? Good morning and welcome to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Wait a minute.
I just text y'all and said, wow, yo, you went in. You went in right there. Woo! Hi, everybody. I'm sorry. It's me, your host, Minister Kim E. Underwood, traveling, doing prison ministry today. But I definitely had to tune in. I love when these ladies just pow, wow, early in the morning. Like Latanya said, make sure you got your pen, your paper, bring it in, and check out what's going on. But you just hit us with that. Woo! About the blood type. Wow, what's up, Radio Angel? What's up?
Good morning,
beautiful.
Good morning, darling. Wonderful and awesome.
Y'all can hear I'm excited, right? I can't help it.
Yes.
It's another dream of hope. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, so I want to join this conversation a little bit as I travel. I was offline with Latanya. We were just sharing some stuff. I was running around in the store. They probably thought I was crazy, but they don't understand when spirits leap together, how the power of God moves. But I just want to say thank y'all so much. Y'all are just holding it down, and I know the people are being blessed. I'm truly being blessed, and
aww.
I just want to rock with y'all a little bit while I'm on the road. I do have my headset on, Kim. Because I know you're going to say, you got the headset? Yeah, I do have a headset on. We talk about being safe
excellent
on the road. Amen. So, What are we going to talk about? What are we going to go into? Because there's so many areas we can go into.
It's,
what we want to go into?
So, it's so many ways, we so many places that we can go. Well, you know, I opened up talking about the blood and
yeah.
the purpose of the physical blood.
Yeah.
And, you know, how it transports.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, worlds are parallel. There's a spirit realm and there's an earthly realm. And my revelation of that is, you know, nothing happens just because it's happening. If it's
mm-hmm.
happening on earth, it's happening in the spirit. So if we're talking
mm-hmm.
about the blood being the vehicle to transport, Minister Kim, can you kind of help us kind of or open the door with, you know, what revelation do you have as it equates to the spiritual realm on what the blood does according to our bloodline?
So powerful. I'm going to start out first with the conversation that we had. And, you know,
okay.
Everyone, you know, I'm transparent. On the mind, and I'm just, again, waiting for this topic, and I hope that our listeners really tuning in and really understanding what God is doing for us all today. I believe that this message is a deliverance. I believe it's a wake-up call for us, even from the moment that we were just sharing, and God just led me to a few things. And number one is, I mentioned right away when I got online, excited and bubbly as I usually am, thank God for that, that I'm doing prison ministry today. I'm traveling up to Wharf Hill to visit with my cousin, who has spent most of his life incarcerated because of the choices. But then I think about the blood. I think about the history, where we come from, and, you know, hearing the stories of my family that, not only him, he's probably like, we're probably a 10th generation of our family. Our ancestors have spent many years, most of their time, especially the men, incarcerated for anger behaviors, assault, violence, all types of things, and it has robbed them of their freedom.
Mm.
Now, the first time I got to visit my cousin, what I admire about him, and we still talk about the blood, but I just want to drop this nugget. First of all, you got to understand the patterns that are in your family. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
And then number two, you got to take accountability for the actions that you have caused. Amen? And that's what he talked about. He didn't blame anyone. He took responsibility for his actions. He knows about the bloodline. He knows where he's come from. He sees the pattern. He says, I'm not doing this no more. I've spent the majority of my time away from my mother, my children, my wife, my family. I don't even know half of my family members because of the choices. And then I have to go back and say, well, no, maybe it wasn't your choice. It was just what you was inherited by because of the blood, because what you was born into. And because now at 49 I'm being told this, maybe I was told this, but I didn't take heed. I didn't born into what people were saying when they were talking about the history of my great-great uncles and how one of my great uncles violently killed his wife and, you know, served time and this one did that. And I didn't hold in like, hey, I got sons. I need to start praying about that because I wasn't in relationship with God then. You know, I heard the conversations, but I wasn't really listening like we need to do right now. Listen to what I'm saying because you might not have a history of violence, amen, with family members who spend most of their years incarcerated, but you might have poverty. Amen. You might have, I don't know, but you have something. We all have something stemming from our family, and you not just need to take a holiday and sit and break bread and kiki. You need to find out what sister so-and-so has or what brother so-and-so has or what uncle so-and-so has. So you need to go home and start binding that stuff up because whether we bind here on earth, we bind it up in heaven and vice versa. So we cannot continue to allow our children in the next generation. I got grandkids now. I don't need my grandkids to be talking about they going to jail or getting murdered because they marry or hook up with a violent man because it's in our bloodline. So I bind it up now. I speak life to my family right now. I bind up the curses of the generations that have been pledging my family, robbing them of their families, robbing them of an opportunity to know one another.
Mm.
I was just going right there. So when
right
we talk about the blood, Oh, my God. I thank God for the blood. I thank God that when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, he changed my DNA.
Hmm.
He changed my DNA. He gave me an opportunity for a second chance. So for those who don't understand the blood, Jesus shed his life for you and I. But he also said that he gives us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that we ought to obtain it. So when we talk about when you opened up how, you know, it was a few years ago, and I remember I in Florida, I went to a library, you know, took the kids to the library museum, and that's what everybody was doing. People were making money over people calling in and researching their bloodline, right? Everybody wanted to know about their history and where they come from, but that they understand that a part of that history, they have some curses and some blessings are included in that. Like, I need to know what kind of sicknesses, I need to know what kind of issues people had, whether it was mental health, physical health, spiritual. Like, you know, there's so much stuff that we need to know about. Like I told you earlier, I like this lady quarterback. Ooh, I love that lady quarterback. That we so key into the soap operas, what's going on, and, you know, social media, you know, Facebook, what's going on in our neighbor's building and our neighbor's household. You know, why are we even concerned about what's going on in our family? And our family is jacked up.
Well,
because
one of the reasons
we don't take the time. I'm sorry, Dad, what you going to say?
I know you had got excited. Calm down.
Blame me down.
You're doing the speed limit because you know your feet get heavy when you get excited.
Oh,
get
my
excited
God, y'all trying to save me because it might be a chicken man up here. No, let me make sure.
Look, we bind up all of that now, God. Cover the car in the name of Jesus as
right.
She go forth on the radio show,
God.
Make her stealth mode, oh, God, as she get excited and that foot get heavy.
Jesus.
No tickets, no accidents. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, one of the reasons that, you know, we don't, it's easier for me. This is what and it's all about me because I can't talk about anybody else.
Right.
But one of the reasons I realized that I did not identify the error in my life because that would mean that that something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
a lot of people don't want to be transparent because of pride. And that means that, you know, yes, I'm successful. And I'm doing it, but I don't want to uncover the fact that there's challenges in my home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to. I don't want that to be exposed. So it's easier for me to talk about my neighbor because see, everybody know her business because you know Ray been in jail, so everybody know about Ray Ray. But you don't know about what's going on in my house because it's not open.
Right.
So I don't, and then that also, like you said earlier, holds me accountable because once I identify that there is a problem, now I am accountable to rectifying it or to having it under control, and we don't want to do that either. That's also a bloodline thing because back in the day, they didn't talk about what went on in their house. Don't you open your mouth about what's going on in this house. What goes on in this house stays in this house.
Yes. You remember that? They were looking at you stern, too. Look, child, you hear me? You're going on in this house. Don't let me find out. Don't have to come to school and you have to tell me what happened in this house. I'm going to beat you in front of the school.
I heard it so much, I thought it was one of the commandments. I went in the Bible. I was like, this has got to be in the Bible.
Yes.
There's 11 commandments. It ain't 10.
Right. Oh, my God. The things that we have told our children for young people, you listening, please. You are in an environment and you feel that something is not right or should not be going on. Please tell somebody. I pray that God will send you a confidant because I don't need you to continue to live in an abusive or even be in a physical abuse or sexually abused because you were told or threatened. Let me just say, like, whatever goes in this house stays in this house. You tell somebody this is going to happen. We're here to save you. We're here to give you that gleam of hope that there is someone out there that's going to look at your situation, and we're going to get you out of that situation. Amen? It ain't going to happen overnight. But I need you to know that You know, we keep hearing, but we real here. This is real talk here. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to understand. I just need to put that in there because, you know, people, then it's like, oh, yeah, see, because they told me, and now they saying it. You know, Tanya and Lindsay Kim saying that now. I'm letting you know, that didn't help us back then.
No.
We put a lot of stuff under the rug, and that's why some of us are dealing with some of the things that we're dealing with now. Because
mm-hmm.
we hid it. We didn't expose it. We would have stopped the generational curses if we would have exposed it. But that's why
mm-hmm.
we're exposing it now. All right, now, go ahead.
Right. I digress. Radio Angel, you kind of quiet over there.
I was going to say, but where you at?
Yes, I'm quiet.
You know,
I'm
Ms.
quiet
Kim
for now,
fire.
But I got something for you. I got something to join this conversation. But until then, I think it's time for us to take a break. What you guys think?
Okay,
yeah,
let's take a break.
Yeah, so Mr. Kim can slow down.
Bye.
So many different religions and so many different churches. And if God really loves me, then why does life keep hurting me? If you've ever asked any of these questions, well, my friend, I've got the answer. Just listen.
You have the power to make the seasons change. The river flows for you. The wind whispers your name. For me, your throne and traded crown for thorns and instead. I'm saved within, not by your skin, but because your blood was red.
Some say your blood, your wine, it's questioning.
Love that song. Oh my God, that song blesses me every time I hear it. Doesn't matter what color you are, As long as the blood, what? The blood is red? Yes. As long as the blood is red. That right there, that's a whole nother show. If you're joining us, you're back, or you're just on, let me tell you, you ain't having this much. But it will behoove you to listen to the recording of this. We're talking about understanding your bloodline. It's so important to understand your bloodline. Here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope, I am your guest host, LaTanya Lady Quarterback Rush, and I'm actually having a conversation with the minister, Kim Underwood, herself on the road as she's traveling, doing what she do, but she wanted to call in today, and we've been having a good conversation, so we're going to keep talking to her for as long as we can for the rest of the show. But we're talking about understanding your bloodline, and we talked about the purpose of the blood as the physical. The purpose of the physical blood. We talked about the good and bad things that are in the blood. And Minister Kim mentioned something very important. Your bloodline equals your inheritance. Now, she didn't say it that way, but that's how I received it, and that blessed me, and it led me to some more points. But let me read something really quickly. Why do we need it? Let's talk about why we need the blood. Just about everyone knows that we can't live without blood. And that the blood in our bodies is pumped by the heart through a network of arteries and veins. The blood is pumped by the heart through a network of arteries and veins. I'm going to explain why there's emphasis on that in a second. But beyond those blood basics, what do you think about the red stuff beneath your skin? Have you ever really thought about it? It's essential for good health because the body depends on its steady supply of fuel and oxygen. It carries billions of cells, which we identified earlier today, the red and the white cells, oxygen. It also carries the waste out of your blood. So the blood is very important. But I had emphasis because when I read this while the song was playing, it is pumped by the heart through a network of arteries and veins. When I read that, immediately I saw the heart being the person that is at the top of your bloodline, and the arteries and the veins being the family members of the bloodline. So as your bloodline flows through the heart, and the heart could be, you know, every generation has a pillar, every generation has a rock. So technically, if there is something negative on your bloodline, that heart or that pillar or rock had or has the ability to block it and stop it. So as it pumps through to the rest of the family members, so the rest of the family members will not be affected. Mm-hmm. Mr. Kim mentioned anger and hers. For me, it was depression. It was being oppressed. And I believe if I do search, if I really sit down and do research on it and the meaning of my bloodline, from my father's side and the mother's side, we'll kind of hit that too if we have time, the different sides, because they both make up who you are. Mother and father make up who you are. Am I right? The egg, you know, the cell. You know, the little cell that comes from the man, I want to be clean, you know, develops. the women are the incubators we carry. But even though we carry the baby in our womb, the baby is still fed by our blood.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a physical mother, but, I kind of understand that's how it works. The baby is fed by our blood, by the placenta, which is a sack that contains our blood. So the baby, we are made up of bloodlines from both mother and father.
Mm-hmm.
So my bloodline, being the female of the bloodline, in my bloodline, I recognize a pattern of depression and oppressedness, being oppressed with most of the women in our family. With my father, his bloodline, the father was absent in the house. So my father's, my uncle, my dad, you know, they was all city slickers. You know, they was hustlers. as they did. You know, we didn't do too much illegal stuff, but at the end of the day, they hustled. That's what they did. You say my last name, Rush, in Yazoo, Mississippi, I promise you, they're going to know, oh, you're the Rush brothers? Oh, let me tell you about them. And then they moved to Chicago? What? So we have to understand that the heart has the ability, because the blood is pumped through the heart, pumped by the heart through a network of arteries and veins. The heart is what really pumps it to the rest of the body, the family. So whatever, whoever the pillar is, in this generation, I'm the pillar for my family. I have been deemed the pillar in my family because my mom and dad are deceased. And so I'm the oldest child. And being the oldest, I said, okay, now it's my responsibility that my younger siblings, nieces, nephews, and nieces and nephews, generations, because I don't have any children, but it's my responsibility to lay on my face and recognize what's going on in my nephew and pray. Because he's made up of his father and his mother's blood. My sisters, you know, their kids. My nephew has two sons and has a daughter on the way. That's a pattern that I have to have wisdom to recognize and the ability to strategically pray so that whatever's in the bloodline is stopping. It's stopping right here. It's no, it's going no further than that. Minister Kim, you got something to say?
Oh, I'm just like, powerful. I'm on the roll. I'm trying to remember. Like, I'm going to keep my foot light on the gas. Yes. But see, you know, strategically, we have to understand how to break the curse. This is why we implement prayer. You know, prayer is the key that unlocks the door. God gives you wisdom. God will give you the understanding and the know-how how to handle this particular thing. And that thing could be like we talked about, you talked about depression, and I talked about anger that led to violence and incarceration. And, you know, we can go through all the arms of it, the fingers and the toes of it, but it's a curse. It's a hindrance. It does not allow the individual to say in me, this is me saying it, reach their potential, their purpose in life. And yes, I'm going to say it. I'm a minister. I hear you. People will say, well, you know what? Maybe that was part of their walk with God. I think that God will have us sometimes be in our own permissive will. You know what I mean? Like, that was not the original plan, but he allows things to happen for us to get into his perfect will in our lives. So why go around the world the hard way? You know, like we said, make your bed hard. What was that? What was that Christian I growing up with? You made it, lie in it. You made your bed. There we go. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You made your bed, so lie in it.
So
why should we have to lie in this hard, uncomfortable bed situation if we just go back, like you're saying, you understand your bloodline. God has gave you that revelation through, because I know you're a prayer warrior. I know you'd be on the dresser floor. So in your studies, in your relationship with God, God has opened us up and say, hey, no, baby daughter, this ain't got nothing to do with you as a part of you, but I don't want you to own this. I want you to pray so that not only you can be delivered, but your nephews and the children that come in after that, so that we don't continue to have it. Because I know in Deuteronomy chapter 28, it talks about the blessings and the curses. Amen?
Amen.
And if you don't know it, you don't know what to pray for. You don't know how to deal with this. This is a problem that we all have. We all have this problem. Sorry. You know, I gotta make it universal. I know you always say it's on me. But universally, we all have something that we need to work on and get better at. So let's just pray about this stuff and ask God, reveal my family patterns, reveal the family generation. And also, not only that, because, you know, I'm talking about the blessings too. You know, I learned that we got movie stars, and I know that there's talent in my family. You know, I have a cousin. He's been on David Lamb. You know, he's the one that did planting those in collard greens, and, you know, he has a book out. But not only him, I have a lot. I have a cousin that's an actress on the game, but I never knew because I told you offline. She changed her name.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I'm cutting this. I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want my and I ain't mad at her. I love you, cuz. But I understand when I got the switch when I was talking to you, lady LaToya.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, excuse me, lady Tanya. See, I'm getting all excited. I'm excited because this is good for me. I don't know about anybody else. Y'all better be getting blessed. Y'all better take some notes. Y'all better have your next family dinner and say, okay, what you got? What source you had? Okay, they died from this. Or they doing this.
Right.
Oh, no,
exactly.
I don't want my kids doing that. Write that stuff down. Get some scripture
exactly.
And go into your prayer room and be like, Lord, I come to bind this stuff. I don't want
what?
My children to have this. Lord, my grandchildren to have that.
And that's the thing. Let's talk about that a little bit since you tapped in on it. My thing, this is what I believe, the revelation that I got. And all of this is just all revelatory. This is something that God has kind of placed in my heart, and I'm grateful that he entrusts me with it to be able to speak openly about it because it's also helping me to come because for so long I thought it was either I was a victim or it was something that I did and did not do. When the majority of, you're absolutely right, most of it is something that I did. I may have made my bed, but I made my bed out of a pattern that I was inherited from. So if I recognize that, then I know, how to make my bed up. When you teach a child to make their bed up, they don't make their bed up the same way they did at 5, that they do at 16, that they do at 21, that they do at 45.
Yeah.
Each time you make up your bed, as you learn how to make a bed, it should get better. You should know if you like more pillows or less pillows. I like more pillows on my bed.
I know, that's right.
You should know if you want it, you want
to
change
the $300
Come on here, you got to see that. Which sheets are softer? What I'm saying? So you recognize that. But as you talk about the blood and you talk about the good and bad things, what I realize is, for me, on my father's side, because they had the quote-unquote hustler's mentality, it was actually a blessing of entrepreneurship. My father knew how to make a dollar. He knew how to do side jobs. He knew how to do those things. But because he wasn't cultivated, it turned into hustling. So I know that entrepreneurship, the spirit of wealth, prosperity, the blessings of that is on my bloodline. Now, because we're all King's kids, that's on our bloodline by Christ anyway.
Yeah.
So, but as we talk about that, we can start off healthy, but then an infection will come, and now the blood is now tainted. Now we have to either live with this infection or go to the doctor to get treatment in order for the infection to be cleansed. So somewhere down the line, at the beginning, when the blood was being pumped through the heart of our family, the infection of poverty sat in as it traveled through the arteries. And now the entire body is infected by poverty, which means when the blood goes through the heart again in the next generation, it goes through the pillar again, the heart is now pumping infected blood. And then when it goes through the heart again in the next generation, it's still pumping the same infection. So now you have poverty pumping through your bloodline until somebody say, you know what, this ain't right. I don't feel good. Because, we'll say that. I don't feel good. Or if we knew what our illness is, then we'll know. I was talking to someone, and they were saying, I know my sugar was out of whack because I kept going to the bathroom. Well, what your trigger are. So what they did was they took their medicine. So when you know what that is and what caused the infection and what the problem is, you have the medicine for the treatment. Take it, and then it'll clear up, and then you'll be right back online. So for those of you that are living in poverty, I believe with my sanctified self that wealth is your birthright. Not just because you're a king's kid or a believer, because that's what's on your bloodline. Because the enemy has infected you with poverty somewhere down your bloodline. I bet, as you do your family tree and you think about what that person did, someone down your bloodline owned businesses and was wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere down the line, there was an infection.
Mm.
And now that infection is through your generation. But because you're on this line today, and God, the doctor, is here to reveal the symptoms, you're able to do treatment so that the generations after you don't have to deal with that infection of poverty.
Because you're the medicine.
Mm. That just blessed me.
Yeah, that definitely blessed me. I'm about to pull over and get a praise dance.
Well, you go ahead and get the praise in. I hear the music in the background. Hey, we're talking about understanding your bloodline on the show. Please, 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 if you have not done so, call in. Talk to us, 347-857-1295. We'd love to hear from you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Just in case you didn't know, here is the main ingredient. It really changed my life. A life full of iniquity and very deeply stained. But I found my hope at Calvary, going from the Savior's hand. You ask me if I think it works. I tell you I don't think, cause I know, I know.
The blood is essential. We need it. Period. That's it. That's all. And it's very interesting because I was looking, it's an article that I'm reading from to get all this blood information, by the way. And the thing that I just looked down and saw was something that we just talked about. And it said an interesting thing about blood is that blood cells and some of the special proteins blood contains can be replaced or supplemented by giving a person blood from someone else. This process is called a transfusion. In addition to receiving whole blood transfusions, people can also receive transfusions from a particular component of blood that they need. For example, someone can only receive platelets, red blood cells, or a clotting factor. And that's really interesting how we can just contribute just the parts that we need. So if I'm talking about depression, there can be a transfusion, blood transfusion that I need. Now, the rest of my blood could be okay, but it's just that one area that needs to be fixed or mend. Whole blood transfusions, I would equate to adoption or foster care. You know, there's something that's going on in that person's bloodline, and then they needed a whole transfusion, so they were adopted. Let's look at things that way, because if you look back at it, the reason, you know, that you were in the position that you were in as a child was because something wasn't right or healthy in your bloodline. So it's not a bad thing that you were, you know, adopted or under foster care, unless it was just a bad situation. But at the end of the day, there was a need for a transfusion. That was good right there.
Woo! Yes, it is. Jesus.
This thing right here is blessing me. God is the bomb.
All day long.
Minister Kim, I don't know. This might have to... We might have to continue this because we ain't
no,
even
we have to, yes.
We
yes,
even
yes.
Hit half of the stuff.
Oh, my God. You just, the revelation God just gave you on that. Just
oh
to give
goodness.
You one a gleam of hope in reference to those who might be listening or archive the show later that was adopted or enforced the kids. You know how many children walk around, you know, like with the woulda, the coulda, feeling low, feeling that they wasn't a part. But God rescued you.
Yes.
God rescued you. God knew what you needed and where you needed to be.
Yes.
You needed
and
adoption. You needed a blood transfusion.
A blood transfusion.
Hey, one. Hallelujah. We got a different name.
So even now, I encourage those of you that are older that may have had been adopted or was in foster care, think of yourself as the heart.
Yes.
Now you have the ability to pump clean blood to generations under you. It's not too late. I don't care where you are today. I don't care what the enemy is trying to tell you. I don't care what society says. I don't care what people says. God said on today that you are the heart and you're able to pump a clean bloodline before you leave this earth. So if you're in poverty, I speak wealth. Now in the name of Jesus, that God begin to give you the wisdom to obtain what you need so that you are now responsible for a clean bloodline because you're in the heart now. You're the pillar. We're not going to talk about what happened to you. You needed a transfusion. You needed to be separated. So whatever age you are, if you get up tomorrow morning, you still have another day. God has graced you. He's kept you through all of the things that you had to deal with, through all of the manipulation, through all of the molestation, through all of being validated, being all of those things that people may have done to you, that society says that you were, not having an education, not having a good job. Today is your day. You are the heart of your bloodline. God has given you a transfusion, especially if you're a believer and you are a king's kid. It's a done deal. It's done. Signed, sealed, and delivered as
thank
of
you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Ooh, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father.
It's not too late.
Never too late. And even when you just talk about, you know, and tuning on to those who have been adopted and forced to be. I just thought about how, as you would just minister to that population, amen, that all of us, that's why Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice.
Yes.
We all needed a transfusion.
Yes, a transfusion.
We all, Lord, have mercy. We all needed it. because he knew our background. He knew that we were born into sin. He knew what we were capable of doing. That's why he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So every time you want to go back or every time you get a reflection, just get in. Ooh, just get in the presence of the Almighty God. He'll remind you that he gave you a transfusion, that you're not what they said that you would be because you got a transfusion. Maybe that's why Uncle Billy and Auntie's kind of jealous of you because you ain't get hit with the COVID that they got hit with. They trying to figure out why it has not affected you, why you were not contaminated. Let them know it was the blood transfusion. It was Jesus. Oh, come on now. You didn't. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. My toes are just shaking in the car because revelation. Hallelujah. You're talking about the positive. The blessing of the bloodline.
Come on here. Come on here.
The bloodline. God.
The whole line.
The whole line. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
The whole, and we're going to, next week, I'm telling you, look, we're just going to put that out there. Next week, you don't want to miss it. We're going to talk about continuing understanding your bloodline because now you've tapped into something that we were supposed to hit today, but we're running out of time. But we're going to hit it because we're going to talk about that part of it. We're going to talk about that part of it because we're going to go scriptural. And we're going to support it with scripture. We've laid the foundation. Now we're going to support everything with scripture. So next week we're going to talk about that part of the bloodline. But this thing right here, this thing is not, is really not all deep. It's really good meat. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. Because when God begins to drop revelation like that, it lets me know that it's not too late. Even at the ripe old age of 45, I'm still here, and it's not too late. So, God, you're giving me revelation on understanding the bloodline because there is work that I need to do before I leave, and my time is not up yet.
Jesus. Glory. Thank you. Thank you for grace. Thank you for mercy, God. Well, this thing is hitting me. You're right. It ain't deep. It's not deep. We always use that word, it's too deep. Now, God is giving you meat, the truth. You like steak? Amen? So guess what? This is your steak. This is your substance that you need. Chew on this word all week and come back. Bring your loved ones. Have a family gathering.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Tell people to make breakfast. Let everybody come over. Even let the neighbor come over. Amen? Because they got some stuff in their backyard that they need to deal with, too.
Come on here.
And let's just make it happen.
Make it happen.
Come on now. The holidays are coming in. We can't leave 2015 the same way that we came in. We got to change some stuff. We got to get some more wisdom. And
man,
this is wisdom right here. This is wisdom.
Love it.
I love it. Thank you
for calling in.
I love y'all.
Being my co-host today, thank you for joining us, Minister Kim, the visionary of the show, this ministry, this platform, woman of God. I am so grateful and honored and humbled. I don't take this time for granted to be a part of the family, to be able to be entrusted with your baby, the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. So I want you to know in front of the whole family and friends that we have that I love you, I adore you, and I thank God for you. Is there anything that you would like to say before we close out and move to our next segment?
I just want to say thank you, and I pray that all of our family and friends are just really taking this meat that you have dropped here on the show, that they will enhance their life with it. Amen. That's what we're about, giving you a gleam of hope each week. So tune in next week and just get ready for part two. We're going higher. We're going deeper, so I'm ready. I thank you so much. You are the bomb. I love you. I love your spirit. I was talking to her real quick. I was talking to her, and she was like, Ms. Kim, I got to go because I got to get ready for a show. And I just thank God for the passion and the commitment and the consistency that you have. I thank God. And most, we're my girl at my radio angel. She rocks. She played the right music. I tell y'all know it only takes but so much. Just let me go in, and I was like, Lord, hold it. I know you're not supposed to, lay on the spirit. But I was like, Lord, hallelujah. I thank y'all both. Y'all doing a fabulous, remarkable job, and we're touching lives together, all for the name of Jesus. So I love y'all. Be blessed. I'm going to tune out right now because I'm almost at my destination. And God bless. I love y'all.
Amen. God bless. Love you, too. All right, everybody. So now we're going into our second segment of the show. First part was off the chain. Second segment is going to be even more informational. So stay tuned right after this.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome, welcome. We are in the section where we're talking about what's going on in your hood. What is going on in your hood? We want to know what's going on in your hood. So drop us a line at hope@themorningglory.international/voices-of-hope. Wait a minute. I messed up our email. That's okay, but you know you can drop it on Facebook. But drop us an email at hope@themorningglory.org. hope@themorningglory.org. We definitely want to be able to share with our community what's going on in your community. So for this week, let's see what's going on in our community. One thing I want y'all all to remember, if you're here in the five boroughs, especially here in the Bronx, I want you to stop by Kingdom Life Temple, located at 3030 Jerome Avenue, right here in the Bronx. Take the 4 train to Bedford Avenue. Get down, you know, just walk downstairs, and the church will be right there. Guess what? Because they are giving out food today, as they do every third Saturday each month, every third Saturday. So you may not remember the date, but always remember that on the third Saturday, Kingdom Life Temple is feeding the community. So come on out at 3030 Jerome Avenue, right here in the Bronx. Take the 4 train to Bedford Avenue and come on down and get some food. Now, we also have, that's right, Lucinda Cross. Woohoo! You know she's always doing something. She's rocking it. Well, she has her vision board party. And if you've ever been to one of them, you already know that you're going to leave there a whole new person. You're not going to leave there the same person that you was when you walked in there. I know the very first one she's ever did, I went to, and I left there cleansed. I was crying in the process, but we ain't going to talk about all of that. But nonetheless, she's having a vision board party. That's December 5th. December 5th. Mark your calendars. For more information, go to her website, lucindacross.com. Lucindacross.com. Now, we want to be able to celebrate you. If you have an anniversary coming up, you have a birthday coming up, or you just want to just shout somebody out, make sure you submit us an email at hope@themorningglory.international. I don't know why I keep saying that. We have a little tiny email. I mean, a little website. And I'm just giving you the long stuff. Well, our email is hope@themorningglory.org. hope@themorningglory.org. We want to be able to shout you out. And we do have some shout-outs. We want to shout out Jalen Smith, who had a birthday. Woohoo! Do 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 do. Happy birthday! Happy birthday! And if you have somebody you want us to shout out, please, please make sure you drop us an email. Again, we want to be able to support you and what you're doing in your community. So make sure you send us an email at hope@themorningglory.org. Wait a second. Before we even leave this section, I know Miss Lady Quarterback has something going on today. Would you share it with us?
Sure. Hey, all of you people that's in the DMV area. That's right. I'm over here in Baltimore, Maryland, but I will be in the DMV area. If you're in that area, I need you to come out and join me today at 2 o'clock. It's not too late. From 2 to 8 at an expo that I'm getting. You know, I ain't ready. You done put me on the spot. I ain't know you was going to do that. It's in Forestville, Maryland.
Y'all know this show freestyle. I don't know why y'all tripping. It's in Forestville, Maryland on 8709 DRC Road in Forestville. It is a woman expo. I will be the MC. I will be running the show. It's the Divine Creations presents the Essence of a Woman Holiday Expo and Fashion Show. It is an indoor event, so you don't have to worry about that. The address, again, is 8709 DRC Road in Forestville, Maryland, today from 2 to 8. We're going to have a fine time with over 30 vendors, food, fun, and me. Join us there today. Tell them that the quarterback sent you at the front door.
Amen, amen. Too bad I'm in the New York City area because I would definitely be there. And we already know that Minister and Kim would have been there because if there's shoes there, she's there too. So everybody, we want you to come out and support the different events that we have talked about in our In the Hood section. And again, if you have something that's going on in your community and you want us to shed light on it, please, please send us an email at hope@themorningglory.org. At this time, we're going into the leadership corner. So make room, as Pastor Cooper would say, make a new paragraph, okay? It's time for new notes.
Hey, hey, now it's time for the part for all of our leaders and visionaries, entrepreneurs out there. It's our leadership corner. Today we want to focus on the question I want to throw out there is, what is your fear as a leader? It's important that we identify that, and don't say you don't really have a fear, because that's not true. Anytime that we embark in something that's new, that's not like we're used to, there's a sense of fear. There's a sense of hesitation. And one of my mentors recently revealed that a couple of her fears was playing small. Even though she was doing something really, really big, she was still playing small. She was still kind of holding back. Also, the fear of success. I realized several years ago as a leader, as a businesswoman, that I had a fear of the responsibility that came with being successful. There's so much weight. There's so much things that come, so many components that come with being a leader, with being an entrepreneur, with being a business owner, that at a certain part, that it just becomes heavy. So I had the fear of the responsibility of that. I didn't think that I was smart enough. I didn't think that I had it all. I thought that I had, you know, missed some parts of it. So today, as leaders, entrepreneurs, visionaries, I want you to ask yourself honestly, what is your greatest fear? And it's okay, because once you identify what that is, you will be able to rectify it. You'll be able to fix it. You'll be able to get the help that you need. So for me, the fear of the responsibility of being successful had me realize that I need to build a team, because I can't do it all by myself. I'm not good at math. So at some point, I'm going to need an accountant. Even though I love and can do administrative work, at some point I'm going to need some help, because I can't be a visionary and keep files and records and return phone calls when I have business meetings, when I plan to travel and I want to be successful. I see my business growing. I see this vision growing and all of these things growing, and I'm still trying to have one foot at the desk and the other foot out the door, that's not right. That's unstable. So at some point, I realized that I needed some help. I needed a business manager. I needed someone to go out and seek things and let me know what's out there, because I couldn't sit right and evolve my business and also do all the other work. I'm not Superwoman. That also being an aunt, a mentor, you know, wear all these other hats. Some of you may be wives and husbands. Some of you may be caretakers. That's a lot of responsibility. So you're going to need the help, because the vision of you expounding your business, the vision of you, you know, being great, being successful, all of those things do not come by happenstance. It comes because that's what's instilled. So as we come to a close of 2015, identify what your greatest fears are. List the top three and be honest with yourself. You don't have to show it to anyone, but be honest with yourself. What are your hindrances? What are your major concerns as you climb this ladder, as you go forward? And then what do you need to do, honestly? What would help you to be better? What will help you to relieve the pain? As we close to this year, going into the next year, identify what your greatest fear is as a leader. Write it down and get it fixed. Now, stay tuned for our next section, All About You.
Hey there, welcome back to another segment of Money Authentically with Ray Jenkins, and we're going to wrap up our Q&A this week. For the past few weeks, we've been addressing some real-time questions and concerns that I've had conversations with people about regarding their money, and this week, here is the concern. Ray, I manage my money pretty well. I don't find myself stressed over it. I don't stress over money. I really want to help others, but how can I help others when I only have enough for my needs? So that's the last question that we'll address in this Q&A series. And I think this is a huge question, because a lot of times when I'm talking with people about money, people who have a nice income kind of feel like they're exempt. Like, well, I'm not stressed about money, so I'm okay. Well, you don't have to be stressed about money for, you know, you to have a dysfunctional relationship with money. You know, if you're not living life on your terms and you're not dictating to money what the end of the day is going to be, then no, you're not stressed. And no, you're not strapped for cash. And that's wonderful. That's the best place to be. Well, it's almost the best place to be. The best place to be is in a place where you are able to help others by having more than enough for you and your needs. And that is the mindset of most people, that they want, you know, if I could just get enough to handle this expense, that expense, and have a little bit of fun, I'm okay. Well, that's not really the case all the time, because sometimes, like in this situation, you want to do more. You want to help others. And then you find yourself restricted because you don't have the additional cash. So the answer to that is make more. make more money, get more money, you know, create a way for more money to flow into your life. Add that to your money vision, because you do want to be able to help others. There's plenty of times, I think I probably said this in our segment already, there's plenty of times where someone has come to you and you really felt like, if I had it, I would help, I would give. Well, put yourself in a position so that you do have it. And then you'll be beyond just enough for just you and your needs, and you'll be able to, you know, kind of have that happy moment, that happy moment of knowing that you did good. You did good for someone else, that, you know, you brought a smile to someone else's face. You relieved someone else of pressure and stress, you know, so that they can experience the same freedom that you do, because you don't live under the pressure and stress of money lack. You're just dealing with the regret of money lack. You're regretting that you're not able to help someone else in a greater capacity. So, there you have it. There you have it. More money is not the answer, but it is a solution. And to answer this particular question, more money is a solution. Getting more money, generating more money, having more money flow to you, that will help you get beyond just being able to meet your needs, and it will help you to meet the needs of someone else. So, hopefully that helps. And again, this is Ray Jenkins of Money Authentically, and I want to ask you to join us on our Facebook fan page, our Money Authentically fan page. Yeah, let's go over there and have some fun. You know, I talk about money concepts, share money thoughts, and definitely, you know, I just decided that I'm going to start adding a lot of different funny videos too. Yeah, because, you know, I love humor, if you haven't noticed that by now. Okay, well, Ray Jenkins checking out here, and thanks again for joining me for this segment of Money Authentically with Ray Jenkins. Bye for now.
Hey, Grand Hustle, homie. Yeah, it's the king, partner. You know I can't leave you without having a
sure. But today, what I'm going to do, this is how I'm going to do it, VK. I'm going to kind of throw some things to you as to what will keep us interested in you guys, and I want you to kind of expound on that. Can we do it that way?
Sure.
All right, all right. So, guys, get ready. Get your pen and paper. This is how to keep her interested. End of the day, you want to keep her interested, all right? So, number one, let's talk about confidence. Guys, you got to be self-confident. And I'll just say this, you know, being a secure man makes you more attractive as long as you are confident and you're not egotistical or arrogant. You know, we as women, we really like a man who's confident in himself. What do you think about that?
Well, I certainly agree, and I think for most men, they're probably asking, from a woman's perspective, what's the difference between being confident and egotistical? Because in essence, they really are the same trait. I think it's, in my mind, I'm thinking it's the how far you take. But I would love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a fine line between it. But I think the thing that most stands out is that when you're egotistical, it obviously turns people off, most people, okay? It's almost as if it's all about you and it's about no one else. Whereas when you're confident, you can be confident and share the stage or share the conversation or share what everybody else is doing or how they're feeling. I think it all comes down to feeling. If it makes you feel, I always do a gut check, VK, right? I'm a very self-aware person. And if my gut is telling me this person doesn't really care about me, why am I even here, right? I think we've had conversations like that before, right, VK? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it lends to that of being arrogant and egotistical, and it's all about you. So dudes, men, gentlemen, if you're out there, don't make it be all about you.
tell her a little bit about you, because I know you want to impress her, right, VK? They want to impress us. But then leave some room to say, so tell me about you, you know, and really mean it. What do you think about that?
Well,
does that help?
It does. It does help. It really does. And I don't mind the whole, you know, try to impress her as long as you're being authentic to yourself. I think that's where a lot of us as men, we go wrong, where we're so impressed with a woman that we try to make up for those areas in which maybe we're lacking, and she's already at a great point or a point in which we wish we were. Nothing wrong with that. God, sure, you are who you are. Just be you. What I found, Kimberly, is that the more I became myself without caring about how I would look or how she would think about something in particular, the easier it was for more women to be attracted to me.
Yeah. Yeah. You know why?
It was the most amazing thing.
You know why? Because that's confidence. That's confidence. Mm-hmm. And true, I think that confidence will come through, and it's an attractant. It's like a it's pheromones for us. You know, confidence, I believe, for me, I'm more attracted to a confident man than necessarily an overly attractive man, okay? Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with a very attractive-looking man, but it's just like I prefer sexy over, you know, necessarily traditionally good-looking, okay? Because it's something that it's his. It's all his. You know, your sexiness belongs to you.
Right.
You know, but a lot of times, you know, for women, like, we'll look at makeup tutorials or fashion icons, and we can look just like them. But your sexiness is all yours. And I believe that your sexiness really comes from your confidence. So, you know, VK, everybody just take this with a grain of salt, but I'm a compliment you right quick. But you have your own sexiness, VK, you know.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. It comes from your confidence. It comes from who you are. So, gentlemen, don't impress us with necessarily what you do and what you have, but just, you know, who you are. Kick back. Relax. Be confident.
Right. Okay. 30.
You like that? Yeah, I like that. All right. Let's go to number two. That was self-confidence, guys. Make sure you write that down. And when you're being self-confident, just be who you are. Right, VK?
That's right.
Let's go ahead and talk about another thing that will keep us interested in. And this is really cool, and that is keep her guessing. Keep her guessing, guys. And what it does is it helps prevent her from becoming complacent and taking you for granted, okay?
Okay.
Most women don't want a man who is available to her at her every whim. Now, I'm going to throw us out there a little bit right quick, right? I know it seems like we do want that, but we are more attracted to a man who kind of leaves us guessing, right? You know, pull her in and push her away a little bit. Keep her interested that way, all right?
Okay.
And you know, don't always be too available, you know? And I'm just going to throw that. I know the women are inboxing me right now. What are you doing? But this will keep her attracted to you. Keep her guessing. What do you think about that?
I agree with that statement. I think one of the things that a lot of men, especially, and there's a number of reasons for this, but a lot of men have now become more of a they moved into the realm of, you know what, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z with my lady at all times. And, again, it goes back to that statement of there's a fine line there. And what I found is that it doesn't mean you have to be hanging out with your buddies or doing something you know, scrupulous or anything like that. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just in general, find yourself something else to do.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, what will end up happening is, she may begin to take you for granted because you're always there and available.
Yeah.
At other times, she can become comfortable. I really do believe, men, the reason why a lot of women, when you love your lady and you say, well, she's become too comfortable. In other words, she always has on sweatpants and a big T-shirt or whatever it may be because you're so available.
Because
you're too available. Because, see, if she wanted more of your time, then I promise you she would change that clothing because that's the way she – I promise you.
Hey, Grand Hustle, homie. Yeah, it's the king, partner. You know I can't leave you without hollering at you one more time, right, baby? Okay.
God bless you. This is Pastor Thomas S. Cooper. Sometimes life can seem like a puzzle, so many pieces not knowing where they fit. We know someone who can help you master this puzzle. Jesus is and will always be the answer. I want to take this time to invite you to join us each Sunday morning at Kingdom Life Temple. We're located at 3030 Jerome Avenue in the Bronx, New York, between Bedford Park Boulevard and 204th Street. Our service time is Sunday morning, 9:45 a.m., and we also offer children's ministry during our main worship service and our midweek service on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m., also offering our teen Bible study. We'd love to see you in the place. We have a saying at our church, one voice, one sound, one family, one love. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
Oh, well, guys, it has been a blast. It has been awesome. It has been wonderful. The Morning Glory International Voices of Hope show has truly, truly blessed me today, talking about understanding your bloodline. This is the part of the show that I love, and this secures and validates your position in the bloodline of Christ. This is where we do our introduction. So if you repeat after me, oh no, not yet. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. Repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life and forgive me of all my sins. I confess my sins before you this day. I denounce Satan and all his works. I confess Jesus is the Lord of my life. Thank you for saving me. I believe with my heart and I confess with my mouth that you rose from the dead. I am saved. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Today is my God day with the Lord Jesus. I pray this prayer to the Father in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, there it is. You are now secured. You are now covered by the blood. You are part of the family. You're saved and welcome. Today was an awesome show. I have to listen to the replay myself to get some of the good nuggets that were dropped. I thank Minister Kim E. Underwood for joining us today on the show and for contributing, being my co-host today. I am your host, LaTanya, Lady Quarterback. Thank you, Ray, Coach. So to stay connected, join the fan page on Facebook at the Morning Glory IVO Hope. Also, Breakfast for Your Soul is weekdays, Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays at 6 a.m. Eastern on the Breakfast Line, 641-715-3630. Access code is 139.97 pounds. And mothers, they also have a one night a week that empower you on Mondays at 9:30 Eastern. Call the PTA line at 218-862-9377. The access code is 9847. Hey, y'all, it's been good today. It's been real. I'm honored. I'm pleased. I'm humbled. Go about your day today. I'm thinking about some of the things that were said on the show today. You know, be prepared for next week because it's going to be a continuation of understanding your bloodline. Know that I love you all. I appreciate you all for embracing me, for having me. The train is now pulling into the station. Get all of your belongings. Check your seats around you as you depart and enjoy your stay at your destination. We love you. Have a great God day.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Tim, providing you with that gleam of hope.